Welcome back to Preps Today with John Millay. You know the deal. John Millay is the star of the show, activities and prep sports writer at mshsl.org. You can find John's journal there. You can hear spoken word artistry here. Best way to listen to this show or any show you like it, talknorth.com. Please subscribe to your favorite podcast app. It's free. It's the easiest way to listen. I want to thank our longtime sponsors, Pizza Barn in Princeton. We're coming to you from the Aquarius Home Services Studio. I also want to thank Beta Bay Boat Club. Tell you more about all of them later. We are going to have a little talk about Joe Mauer and some wrestling and state speech. We're going to thank a ref and a most valuable teammate as always. But to Jay and John, let's start with 800 amazing meters.
Yeah, Jim, it's good to talk to you again here. Yeah, yes, I wrote a story in the last couple of days about a male high school senior who runs the 800 meters. His name is Mason Archibald from Proctor up outside of Duluth. This kid is blind. Legally blind. I mean, he can see just so little. He can't see well enough to read anything that's printed. He uses Braille, but he's blind. It's just one of the most astounding things I've ever seen. He's running two laps around a track, and he gets some assistance. There's a guide runner. A young lady named Annika Vosch, who's a 24-year-old college student, a Proctor grad, a very accomplished track and cross-country runner. She is at all the practices and all the meets, and she either runs right beside Mason or a little behind him, and she kind of acts as his eyes. She tells him if you're drifting into another lane, keeps him posted, how much, one lap down or 200 meters to go. So I watched Mason with Annika's assistance run the 800 last Friday in a meet at North Branch. It was incredible. I interviewed Mason a couple of hours before his race and chatted with Annika. And all credit to Nathan Johnson. He's the boys track coach at Proctor. He had reached out to me months ago. I think a couple months ago, to tell me about Mason, and he was a tremendous help as I put this together. Mason has basically been blind since birth. His left eye is completely blind, and his right eye, he's got what was described to me by Mason and his mom as pinhole vision in his right eye. So his vision is 2400, 20/400, which means he can see things from 20 feet away that you and I can see from 400 feet away. He has to be that much closer. And, wow. and he told me, he can't read print, apparently even good size print. So this kid is blind, but I'll tell you what, he's a heck of a kid. I had a great time talking to him. He's funny. He's smart. Everyone enjoys being around him. You know, he's a busy high school kid. He's in National Honor Society and Knowledge Bowl at Proctor. He plays the trumpet in the band. He's taking college courses in math and writing. He wants to go to Minnesota Duluth to become a teacher for blind and visually impaired students. And he's just fearless. He's done rock climbing. He's gone biking. He downhill skis. You know, wow. What an example. And the great quote from Mason was, when he started this, he first came out for track as a sophomore. So this is his third season, and he did cross country last fall, which, again, with another person as a guide runner. But he said when he first did it, his plan immediately was to just show that people with visual impairments can do these kinds of things. And now he's been running for 3 years. Now he wants to compete. You know, he's got goals. He's not the fastest kid on the track. He finished strong in this meet at North Branch on a horribly cold day, showed a pretty good kick, but just a really entertaining, really fearless kid. And I've written about young people, who've overcome a lot of different things. But boy, Mason Archibald from Proctor, it's incredible. I'm just so glad that Nathan Johnson told me about him, and really fun to see something like that and have the good fortune to be able to write about someone like that. So everybody keep an eye on Mason Archibald from Proctor. He is going places. I didn't use that line in the story, but he's going places.
That's a fantastic story. Great job. And congratulations to Mason. That's fantastic stuff. What, man, I love stories like that. I absolutely love stories like that. I also like Joe Maurer. So let's talk about Joe Maurer next.
Yeah, let's talk about Joe Maurer. We've mentioned it before on the podcast. Not only is he going into the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown this summer, he's also going into the National High School Hall of Fame. And a video crew from the National Federation of State High School Associations was in town this week to interview Joe. They put together these really cool video presentations that are shown at the Hall of Fame induction dinner. And they do such a good job. And so they're, I know they interviewed Joe walking around Creighton-Durham Hall, and I'm sure they drove around town with Joe and talked to teammates and coaches of Joe. They just do a real thorough thing. So I'll be there. This will happen in Boston. The National Federation Convention is in a different city every summer. It's in Boston. So on July 1st, Joe will be inducted into the National High School Hall of Fame. And it's amazing what they do. There's usually 12 inductees every summer. And their video crew basically spends months traveling around the country, visiting each of these 12 inductees in their hometowns. I can't wait to see that video. And that event, it'll be online for free. The National Federation streams that thing. It'll be great. And I was just looking at the list of previous Minnesotans inducted into the National High School Hall of Fame. Here's a partial list. Talk about giants of Minnesota sports. Kevin McHale, John Mayasich, Bronco Nagurski, Bob McDonald, Kerry Tollefson, Janet Karvinen. And there's more than that. Those are the most recognizable names. So Joe's going to be in great company, and I know he's going to be really appreciative of this. And this is a big deal. I've been going to these conventions and these Hall of Fame inductions for, this will be my 14th year in this job. And this is as big a name, I think, as we've ever had. There's always somebody who's a known professional athlete at the top of the class, but I don't know if there's anybody that people know like Joe Maurer, because, you know, up until 5 years ago, he was still playing baseball. And this honor focuses on his high school career, but, you know, the National Player of the Year in football and baseball in high school, and could have played D1 basketball. I mean, it's incredible. So Joe's going to represent Minnesota well, and it's cool to see that process is underway.
Yes, no doubt about it. And we've said it many times before, but just to reiterate it, as you just did, he didn't just become a good professional player. Yeah. He was an incredible high school athlete. Incredible.
Yeah, when you strike out once in your high school career.
Yeah.
And as we know, when the Twins retired his number, they found the pitcher from whatever school it was that struck out Joe and had him as part of the ceremony, which was pretty cool.
Yes, great stuff. All right, let's move on to wrestling. I love when we talk about wrestling.
Yeah, it's not wrestling season, but there is news. Wrestling people in Minnesota know all about the guillotine, or also pronounced the guillotine, however you like it. It's basically the newspaper of record for Minnesota wrestling at all levels. I'm a subscriber. I get it in the mail all the time. And I'm not aware of any other publication that focuses on one sport like the guillotine does with wrestling in Minnesota. It is top to bottom. It's, you know, from the Gophers wrestling program all the way down to youth wrestling. They do a great job. So they have produced a weekly printed newspaper forever, but they announced this week that they're eliminating the printed product. No surprise, you know, printed newspapers. This is not a new thing, but they're gonna basically be online only. And they already have a great website. They've had that for years. That's kind of my go-to if I need wrestling information. And the website's going to continue. I'm sure it's only going to get better. And anyone who follows the media knows that printed products have struggled for a long time. You know, there's printing costs, delivery costs, the mail can be slow. So they made a good smart business decision. They're just going to be an online publication only. And the good news is that the guillotine's not going anywhere. They're still going to provide that great service for wrestling in Minnesota. And good luck to them in their future.
Good stuff. All right, we're going to get to state speech. We're going to thank a ref. We're going to talk about John's most valuable teammate. We're coming to you from the Aquarius Home Service Studios. We do want to thank Pizza Barn in Princeton and Jody Stay, our friend.
You bet. The Pizza Barn is about the coolest, place I know, Jim. And here's the latest example about the Pizza Barn, the employees, how great this are. This week on the Pizza Barn Facebook page was a photo that really didn't have anything to do with pizza or the menu or specials. It was a photo of three Princeton High School students all dressed up for the prom. And they all are also Pizza Barn employees. And on their way to the prom, two young ladies in beautiful dresses, a young man all spiffed up, they wanted to stop in and say hi to everybody at the Pizza Barn and take some pictures before the prom. That's really cool. That says a lot about the atmosphere and the people at the Pizza Barn that took place. And that Jody posted it on the Facebook page. That's awesome. And we're proud to congratulate Jody, everybody at the Pizza Barn, for 40 years of great food and great community service. The Pizza Barn's a busy place with a menu that includes everything you'd want for lunch, dinner, in-person dining, take and bake delivery. They cater. They've got those cool food trucks. And they also have a popular lunch buffet Monday through Friday with different specials all the time. Thanks again to our good friend Jody, everybody at the Pizza Barn. They've been part of this podcast for more than 5 years, and we couldn't be prouder.
Yep, and I do appreciate Jody and any place that can come up with a really good gluten-free crust. It's a fantastic gluten-free crust. If you have my kind of problem, it's great to be able to eat a great pizza and not worry about it.
We walk in the door, and Judy knows it's gluten-free crust for you and a sausage pizza for me, and bam, they're out there quick. Yeah,
they are, no doubt about it. I also want to thank our newer sponsor to TalkNorth.com and this program, the Beta Bay Boat Club.
Beta Bay Boat Club offers a limited number of season-long memberships in our private club and half-day or full-day pontoon boat rentals on Lake Minnetonka. Members have the opportunity to play on luxurious pontoon boats as well as a variety of well-appointed deck boats, speed boats, and offshore boats. Our daily pontoon boats are deluxe, custom-built boats with many amenities and comfortable seating for up to 14 people. Beta Bay Boat Club, Country Club Boating. 24 years in business and voted Minnesota's best 3 years in a row. Please visit us at betabayboatclub.com for more information. We look forward to welcoming you this summer.
Hey, my friend Scott Dayton runs Twill in the Edina Galleria. If you're ever down in that area, he actually isn't even a sponsor of this particular program. I just love what he's done for the network. So I just want to remind you, he has a Johnny O trunk show July 26th and 27th. Buy three, you get one free. Johnny O stuff is great. I wear it all the time. Scott's a great guy. Go in there, talk sports. Tell him we sent you. I do appreciate it. All right, let's get on to now state speech.
Yeah, a few notes here. Well, the first is a state speech. We had that tournament last weekend at Shakopee High School, which just did a tremendous job of hosting that. I hadn't been to Shakopee High School in a long time since they've added on to it. It's a phenomenal place. It's easy to get around. They were ready for this. This is a big event. Hundreds of kids competing in speech. And Moorhead, no surprise, they were the Class 2A team state championship for the 8th year in a row. And Mounds Park Academy won the Class A title. Congrats to everybody who is part of state speech. Let's also congratulate Mankato West softball coach Don Kruzmark. He recorded his 500th career victory recently. He becomes only the 11th softball coach in Minnesota history to win 500 games. A couple of sad notes. Services were held recently for John Bartz, who was an associate director at the high school league from 1985 until he retired in 2001. John did a lot of great things in all his years as an educator, administrator, and MSHSL director. And another person we want to remember is Ron Beachy, a Hall of Fame track and field coach from Staples. Ron was phenomenal. I got to know him a little bit. He was 84 when he passed away April 13th. So condolences to the families of John Bartz and Ron Beachy.
Well, thank you for letting us know about them. It's always great. It's always sad news when you have to bring news like that, but it's important that we honor people like that. Let's move on now to do something else that's also important. Yep. Let's thank a ref.
We're going to thank future officials, and the Vikings are helping us do that. The Vikings and the Minnesota State High School League are going to hold their second annual high school football officiating clinic. This will be May 4th from 9 a.m. to noon at the Vikings TCO Performance Center in Eagan. The intent is to expose new officiating candidates to the basics of football officiating. This clinic will feature NFL and Big Ten officials, along with someone from the Vikings to speak on the importance of getting involved as an official. This is free. There's no cost for attendees. Everybody gets a Vikings gift bag, and everybody will be entered for a chance to win door prizes. You need to register in advance. If you go to mshsl.org/officiating, you'll find all that information. That's going to be a cool event.
Excellent. All right, let's wrap this up with another one of our set pieces, John's most valuable teammate for the week.
Yeah, this great award that the high school league gives out every week. We're going to talk about Yahya Yusuf. He's a junior at Minneapolis Washburn. He stays busy with football, wrestling, and track. Yahya is a phenomenal leader who consistently displays integrity and leadership. Teachers adore him. Classmates enjoy being around him. And his teammates always look to him for leadership. He's a two-year captain of the football team, a captain of the track team, student council member. He's got a 4.0 GPA. I don't know what that's like. I'm glad somebody has a 4.0. Congrats to Yahya Yusuf of Minneapolis Washburn on being a most valuable teammate.
Excellent stuff, John. I loved all this stuff. I love hearing about wrestling, Joe Maurer, your 800-meter runner. Mason, that's just great stuff. So congratulations on another great show. I appreciate it. Again, from the Aquarius Home Services Studios, thanks to Pizza Barn in Princeton and Beta Bay Boat Club. Thank you for listening. Again, if you like this show, or if you go to TalkNorth.com and you find out you like the Russo Show or the Krasinski Show on the Wolves, or Roy and Lavelle and myself on the Twins, or Jeff Diamond on the Vikings, whatever you like, please subscribe to your favorite podcast app. Again, it's just the easiest way to listen, and it is free. Until next week, thank you all. Thanks to you all, and thanks to John.
Thanks, Jim.